What did you make of the ruling by the Fourth Circuit this week, which said the race now should be decided by a state court?
Well, they actually had a two-part order. One, it said let the state court move forward in deciding any and all state issues. But if there is a decision that implicates the Help America Vote Act of 2002, which is a federal statute, then it left open a path for the Griffin or Riggs legal team to go to federal court. And in reality, it would be the Riggs legal team wanting to go back to federal court. But we're going to have a hearing on Friday morning in Wake County Superior Court. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people sitting there listening to it as Wake County Superior Court judge takes on the matter.
So after this hearing, what are the next steps? Where does this ultimately land, Mr. Justice?
Well, of course, it depends in part on what the ruling of the state Superior Court judge is. And most likely, assuming that it's not going back to the federal court, at least at this point, the losing party would appeal to the Court of Appeals. You could seek to bypass the state, the Court of Appeals, and go straight to the state Supreme Court, or go back to the state Supreme Court. There's some strategic moves that may be in play on whether, in fact, the Supreme Court takes it directly from the trial court, or whether they go ahead and let the Court of Appeals wrangle with the issues and then take it on.
What's the timing of the ruling after the hearing tomorrow? What's the timing of when the Superior Court judge could give a ruling in that case?
Well, there's no requirement, but the Supreme Court instructed the court to move expeditiously, whatever that means, as quickly as possible. I would expect an order to be entered certainly no later than maybe next week. I think there are three fundamental legal issues that the court's got to decide. The standard practice is to let the prevailing party draft the order, and then the court can modify it as needed. But I think you'll get a quick ruling.
This is kind of obviously in the weeds. All of it is very legal and in the weeds. But if the state Supreme Court does take up the case, what does that do for the perception of the court?
I mean, the court's in a really difficult position across the board, in the sense that there is an ever-increasing public perception of partisanship on the court. It's got to be personally uncomfortable. The court is sitting with Justice Riggs and has now for well over a year, and you know, just Judge Griffin is friends with certainly at least the five Republicans on the court. It's simply not the kind of case that you'd prefer to have, but I think that it's a very sensitive matter for the court.
Sure. The lack of a decision in this race, Mr. Justice, does it impact the work that the court can currently do because there's not a decision?
Arguably, it shouldn't. The only case that Justice Riggs is recused from is obviously the one involving her race mm-hmm. with Judge Griffin. And under the North Carolina Constitution, a judge continues to serve until his or her successor is elected and certified. So Justice Riggs continues to serve on the court, continues to hear cases, continues to write opinions. And so as a practical matter, the court is operating as it was before the election. She's there certainly until at least until there's a final decision. And if that decision certifies she was the winner in the race, and she'll serve out the rest of the 8-year term.
changing gears on you in the time that we have left, if I could, do you expect to see any constitutional challenges to these executive orders that we've seen from President Trump?
I think that, you know, the courts are going to be full of challenges. It's a walking field day for lawyers right now. I mean, everywhere you turn, you're seeing challenges put together by state's attorney generals, by individuals, by special interest groups, nonprofits, are all challenging many of these executive orders simply because they're not based, frankly, in my opinion, on the constitutional principle of separation of powers and far overstep the authority of any one person, in this case, the president.
Mr. Justice, as I let you go, boy, Hubert, the Tar Heels are really struggling, aren't they?
They really are. They really are. And, you know, you can't change the makeup of the lineup. I mean, there's a lot of talk about the particular offensive system that's being run. But a lot of grumbling in Carolina land. And, I mean, I know a lot of folks that didn't, Carolina fans that didn't even watch the Duke game because they knew what was going to happen.
I don't think anyone's ever said this, but football season is coming at Carolina, Mr. Justice.
Actually, baseball season is here. The Tar Heels have a great baseball program.
They do. They sure do. Another Omaha contender again this year. Mr. Justice, always appreciate your time and perspective. Can't wait to visit on another number of topics in the very near future.
Always happy to be a part of your show.